are very limited. For example, if you want to buy a, say, Honda Civic 2008 in Tempe area, you don't really go and search in Google. Even if you do that, you will get very few results. The problem is that most of these items, most of these cars are in the dealer databases or Yahoo Autos or Craigslist. All of this part of the book, not the surface. So you cannot really do that. So if you if we consider the problem of making the deep web searchable, one of the most promising approach is information integration. The roughly the approach is like that. The user will issue the query to a mediator. These queries will be, the mediator will select a number of sources from the deep web, dispatch the query to them. The sources will fetch the results and give back the results to the mediator. The mediator will rerank the results and present to the user. This is roughly the information integration approach. So, having said that, the primary problem in realizing the this approach is in deep web is selecting the web sources. My first problem, first part of the talk is about this problem, that is selecting the relevant web sources given a query from the large millions of databases we have. So the first question we would like to ask is, why do we need, selecting essentially involves the ranking of the sources and selecting the top K. So the first problem we would ask is, why do we need another ranking algorithm? We have hundreds or thousands of ranking algorithms as part of many papers as well as. Why can't we reuse one of them and why do we need a new one? The problem with the existing ranking algorithms is that they are oblivious to the importance and trustworthiness of the sources. So let me explain what is important with the help of an example. Suppose you give a query like Godfather Trilogy. So this is an example screenshot for this query. This is given from the Google product search. So Google product search is one of Google's method of searching the deep web. So they collect data from large number of sources in a centralized warehouse and implement a search on that. When you do that, what you see here is when, since the query is Godfather Trilogy, what these ranking algorithms are really doing is they check the exact match between the query phrase and title or description. So whatever the results having Godfather Trilogy in their title comes up. Unfortunately, none of them refers to the classic Godfather movie or in that matter even the classic Godfather book. Probably that would be the result most of the users would be looking and they may not be getting it. So this is the problem of not considering the research importance. So the second factor is the trustworthiness. So the problem is that suppose you give a book query, so you get a result, and the image would look almost exactly the same, and prices are also. But when you go to it checking out, you find out that this result is not the one you are looking for. Probably, if you look for a textbook, you'll be getting solution manual of that book. Or if you are really unfortunate, you'd realize that only when you receive the item. So this bait and switch approach is pretty common in any deep web search systems. If you try a few systems, you'll face this problem very severely. For example, if you look at this particular example, the Godfather Trilogy, the title match exactly the same, but this has nothing to do with the classic Godfather, it's probably not the one user would be looking for. So this is a trustworthiness problem. So formally the problem can be stated like, given a user query, select the subset of sources considering to provide important and trustworthy answers. In fact, this problem is not just applicable to the deep web. It is there for all kinds of open collections, open uncontrolled collections. Anybody can upload anything, and you have to consider this trustworthiness and relevance of the importance and trustworthiness when you search or when you rank. So, one of the most common examples is the surface web. How do surface web solve this problem? Obviously, through link analysis. Other authorities and health hits all those PageRank, all those things, all those algorithms are examples of link analysis. All search engines use one or another version of the link analysis. We don't know what exactly they use, but link analysis is a permanent part. But why can't we use the same method here? Unfortunately, it is not applicable to the deep web because the deep web records do not have hyperlinks between themselves. So you cannot use link analysis to resolve the trustworthiness and importance of the results in the deep web. So this is the problem we want to solve. So having said this, a few observations which would be helpful in resolving this problem is that in deep web, for a single query, hundreds or sometimes thousands of sources return answers to the same query. And a second observation is that comparison of the semantics is facilitated by the structure of the tuple. These tuples are structured or at least semi-structured. So you can easily compare between the answers provided by different sources. And this can also be leveraged. So based on these observations, an idea is that consider the agreement between the sources while you do the ranking. For the time being, assume that think of agreement as two sources providing similar set of answers to the same query. I will define agreement formally in another few slides. But so let us see intuitively how the agreement-based analysis is likely to solve the problems we mentioned in our motivation. So if you give a query like Godfather, you would the chances are that the classic Godfather with the Godfather title is likely to be returned by large number of sources, maybe hundreds of sources, and less important results like say Little Godfather, this is another movie with similar title, this is likely to be returned by very few number of sources. So if you consider the agreement of between the sources while doing your ranking, you will be able to find out who is important and who is not important. And you would be able to rank it accordingly. So the second thing is the trustworthiness. So considering the trustworthiness, the chances are that the genuine results or genuine sources are likely to disagree with corrupted or untrustworthy attributes of the research. For example, unrealistically low praises, or if you go by our first example, the author was Nina Rota. So the classic Godfather author is Mario Puzo. So the others are likely to disagree. So the untrustworthy results are likely to be disagreed by research by other sources. So the trustworthiness also likely to be captured by the agreement analysis. And said this, in this context, one of these urban legends come into my mind. So, two of the students in the Duke University, they had a all-night party on the previous day of their exam, and they were not able to prepare for the exam. So they decided to skip the exam and. The next day they went to the professor and said, sorry, we are not able to make it for the exam because we got a flat tire on our way from home to the exam. Can we get a retest? The professor thought for a few seconds and said, okay, you come tomorrow. Next day they came prepared and the professor put them in separate rooms and gave them the exam test. So in the exam, there was only one question. And many of you might have guessed it already. The question was, which tire? So the idea is that if both of them agree on this answer, which tire, which the front tire, which tire, the answers are likely to be trustworthy. Or if they are agree, they are likely to be trustworthy, and the answer is likely to be relevant. So the trust analysis is not just for the deep web; it's a common notion. So adding a bit of probability. A car has only four tires. So there's a chance for two people agreeing each other with a probability of 1 over 4 on this tire. Suppose if they were driving an 18-wheeler instead of a 4-wheeler, chance of accidental agreement is in fact less. Having said this, let's cut the formal explanation. Deep Web in fact has way more number of tires than the and then 18 wheeler. So in for many, this is a universal set is their entire search space, and these are the 11 set of tuples, these are the trustworthy set of tuples. The green area is the relevant and trustworthy tuples, that is RT. For a query, the relevant and trustworthy tuples, number of relevant and trustworthy tuples are generally way less than the total search space. So two independent sources providing an answer to relevant and trustworthy answer is likely to agree each other with much higher probability than two independent sources giving a non-relevant answer. In other words, since universal set is way larger than RT, PAR1 RP is less than, probability of agreement relevant tuples is way higher than probability of agreement of false tuples or non-relevant tuples. To put the numbers in perspective, let's think about our original Godfather example. For a Godfather trilogy, the actual answers, relevant answers might be Godfather 1, 2 and 3. So the probability of the agreement over a relevant answer would be 1 over 3. If the entire set space, suppose we have 100k movies, is 100k, the probability of agreement of a non-relevant answer would be 1 over 100k. The contrast is very high, as you can see here. So having said this, so let's go see what is our exact method of using the agreement for ranking. We model the agreement between the sources as an agreement graph, or as an agreement graph, in which vertices are the sources and the links between the vertices are the agreement. The agreement between source 1 to 2 is computed using this formula. Here beta is a smoothing probability. We use a sampling based method. So beta is a smoothing probability which accounts for the unseen sample. And AR1, R2 is the agreement of two result cells, and which is normalized by the set of the size of the set R2. So in this graph, semantically you can think the link from source 1 to source 2, the weight of a link from source 1 to source 2 as a fraction of the tuple in source 2 agreed by source 1. Since it is a fraction of the tuple, not the absolute count, these agreement links are asymmetrical, or they have different weights. So we use the we compute the agreement based on samples. We use 200 sampling queries, and we created partial titles by removing random words from the titles of movies and books, and use mean agreement over these large set of queries is used as the used for sampling. Once you have the agreement graph, the next question is how to use this for facilitate or for better searching. So that what we do is we do a Wheaton Markov random walk on this agreement graph, and the static visit probability of the Markov random walk is used as the prestige score, which we call the source rank of the source. This is a static score, and which may be combined with a query specific source quality metric to get your final score, something similar to what you do for the page rank. Let's go into details of the agreement computation. In fact, computing agreement between two records is not easy, or it is a hard problem. It is a non-record linkage problem in the relational databases, and it's not to be hard. The hardness comes from the fact that two sources are likely to represent same entity in synthetically different ways. For example, these are two Godfather tuples from two sources. As you can see, the title as well as the casting is represented in very different ways by these two databases. So finding out the semantic similarity between these two tuples is not a straightforward problem. Let's describe the actual method of computing the agreement. For computing the agreement, we have three levels of similarity computation. First level is computing the similarity between the attribute values, Second level is computing the similarity between the between two tuples, and the third level is computing the similarity between two answer sets. To compute the similarity between the attribute values, we use soft TF-IDF with Jaramillo similarity. Soft TF-IDF is somewhat similar to the normal TF-IDF, except for the fact that in soft TF-IDF we consider the similar tokens in two vectors, not just exactly the same token. So the similarity is computed using a secondary similarity measure, which we compute using the Jaramillo similarity. So the second level of similarity computation is computing the similarity between two tuples. For that, in fact, this problem is in fact an instance of the bipartite matching problem in the graph, for the graph. So OV-cubed is the optimal algorithm, not the Hungarian algorithm. We use the OV-squared greedy matching. In this greedy matching, we take the first attribute in the first tuple, match it with the most similar attribute in the other tuple, and then we take the second attribute, match it with the most similar unmatched attribute with the second tuple, and so on. This process continues. And we weight the attributes against the attribute values against the mean IDF. The idea is to give rare attribute values are more indicative of semantic similarity than common attributes. For example, if you have common titles, that indicates semantic similarity more than say common format like paperback. Once we have this similarity between the tuples, we use the similarities to compute the similarity between the answer sets.
So you do greedy matching, so you start from the first token and then you match the closest, right? So let's say the closest is like 0.9 closest. Token. But let's say that token that you just matched can be matched with another token with 1, so the 0.9.
Now, first token, it is matched with the highest similarity.
Okay, so let's say the value is 0.9.
Okay.
And then there's this other token on the
token
could be matched with some other.
Exactly. You don't do that. That is why it's not optimal. It's a greedy method. So, the comparing results set. Once we have this similarity between the tuples, we compute the similarity between the answer set. It is approximately almost the same problem. Again, an instance of the bipartite gap matching problem. We use the same greedy algorithms. The same greedy algorithm for matching there. So this completes our basic method. But one problem with all the, whether it is DPERB or surface one, is spamming, or these content providers would try to increase their ranks somehow. So this is a report appeared in the New York Times 2 weeks back, in which says the JCPenney is getting unfairly high ranks because of some unwanted link. So dealing with open collection, we have to deal with this problem. The problem with source rank is that the sources can't set up mirrors or near mirrors of itself and increase the score of the group as such. So how to fight this problem? A couple of observations when we consider about the source collision is that in the deep web, two sources in the same domain might have almost similar data. For example, two movie sources might have all Hollywood movies. That does not mean that they are colluding. Similarly, for the same query, they might be providing almost the same answers. For example, if you give Godfather's query to Barnes & Noble and Amazon, or both of them might be giving Godfather 1, 2, and 3. That is also a genuine agreement, not always a collision. We should not capture this genuine agreement as collision while formulating a collision detection method. So the basic method we use is that we consider the answers to the large answer queries. For detecting the collision. By large answer queries, what I mean is very unspecific queries like stop word, like the or DVD. Or if you say send the word the to two sources and both of them are returning exactly the same answers, they are likely to be mirrors, near mirrors, or colluding. That is the basic idea we are using. So we got the we got the highest document frequency answers from our original core, used them as queries, and submitted the agreement on them. Exactly the same as the other set of queries. And that agreement for computer is used as the collision, is considered the degree of collision between two sources. The original agreement we computed is adjusted by multiplying by 1 minus collision. Thus we get the adjusted agreement, which accounts for the collision also, and this adjusted agreement is used in computing the source rank, source graph, and in turn the source graph rank. So that completes the description of the method and our theory behind that. In fact, we have implemented a system, system namely Fractal, which implements the source rank and the subsequent ranking, the system diagram. So I'm showing an example screenshot of the exactly the same query, the Godfather trilogy here. What you see is many of the top results are actual classic Godfather. So this is kind of interesting, intuitive understanding that the problems we mentioned are somewhat solved by the agreement-based analysis used in the source rank. So the first result is classic Godfather, third result is classic Godfather. Yeah, others also kind of agreeing with that. This there are double of reviewers saying like, I got better answers by personally trying coding in the system. And system can be accessed in fractal.es.asc.edu. Let's give the formal evaluations and results now. We compared our methods with two baseline methods. One first is Cori. The Cori is a text database selection method. Approximately it is index the databases using the similar to the index the documents in the databases as a big document. Union of the documents within a text database is index. And the query similarity with the index is used for the database selection. The second baseline method is the coverage, which can consider the relevance, average relevance of a sample set of queries for selecting the databases. Third, that is, we compare it with Google Product Search also. How do we do in comparison with Google Product Search? Google Product Search is a product search working over the Google base, and it is run by Google. And we consider the statistical significance by distinguishing our methods. So the first result is, this is done on an online movie database. Some 20 odd movie databases are taken from the UAS Telage repository. So we compared the coverage, source rank, query, and two linear combinations of source rank and coverage. And source rank and query are also compared here. We calculated both mean top k, top 5 position, as well as the discount accumulated k of the ranking. So as you can see, the improvement is significant here, and a surprising thing in this result might be that the combinations are not really doing better than source rank. This might be counterintuitive if you think in terms of the page rank. But a couple of things are different here. Different here in the sense like, if you use the source rank, after selecting the sources, the individual sources will return the results based on the query similarity. So even if you do not consider the query similarity explicitly, source rank implicitly considers the query similarity. So by again weighting it with a query based pattern like coverage, we might in fact overweighting the query similarity, and that might be the one reason for the decrease in the performance. Performance is not improving, and the search is again vertical or for a particular domain. So if it is across the domain, it might be the weighting might be significant here. I mean, combining with might improve the performance. And said that this is the same experiment for a different domain. Just instead of movies, we use books here. And again, the performance improvements are significant over the baseline method. These experiments are on the Google base, and we compare with the Google product search ranking here. What we do is we got 675 book sources from the Google page. We selected this book sources by setting a few book queries and seeing what our sources are responding to these queries. From these 675 sources, Googlebase is GBase is a standalone Googlebase. GBase domain in GBase domain method, we restricted the GBase to search only on these 675 book sources. And the source rank is such that 10% of out of the 675 sources are selected using source rank, and Googlebase is restricted to search only on the selected sources. Similarly, we compare it with the coverage also. So if you look at the results, it is way outperforming the Googlebase. Even the coverage, there is a significant performance improvement here. So it is for the books domain. We repeated the same experiments for the movie domain, and the performance improvements are again significant here. Now we come to the trustworthiness experiments. The trustworthiness, one problem with any query similarity based method is that it won't be able to capture the corruptions in the attributes not specified in the query. For example, if you give the title as an attribute, title as the query, or partial title as a query, if the author is different, by comparing query and answers, you will never be able to find out that this tuple is corrupt or the author is different. That's a problem with all the methods. The query and the coverage, we compare here our query-based method, they have these methods. They have this problem. So what we did for these experiments is that we corrupted all the attributes, we corrupted attributes other than the constrained attribute or specified attributes in the query. We used the partial titles as queries, as I mentioned before. So we corrupted all attributes other than the titles. So these corruptions by replacing by the random string, we increased the corruption level from 0 to 0.9. We selected a fraction of the sources, corrupted them, re-ranked them again after the corruption, and increased the corruption level from left to right. So if a source selection method is sensitive to the corruption, the rank should be going down with the corruption level. So here y-axis is showing the decrease in rank. So if you see, the red line is the source rank. Source rank is almost reducing linearly with the corruption level. On the other hand, query and the coverage are oblivious to the corruption, as we mentioned. That is expected since they are query-based methods. So this shows the sensitivity of the source rank to corruption or the trustworthiness. The same experiments repeated on the books domain for the Googlebase. So this is an ablation study for the collision. As we mentioned, since we need the ground truth, we did it on the controlled experiment. Controlled experiments, we got two databases containing 1 million tuples on the IMDb. We implemented our ranking functions and changed the correlation between the ranking function. In fact, we decreased the correlation from left to right. So in the left, the correlation between the ranking functions is 1. That sources are examined, so at that point the collision is 1 and agreement is 1 also, but adjusted agreement, that is agreement into 1 minus collision, that is 0. As the correlation decreases slightly, the adjusted agreement jumps up, and at low levels of correlation the adjusted agreement is almost the same as the agreement. This is what we want based on the observations we made, like to capture the colluding sources. On the other hand, this will leave around the genuine agreement between the sources intact. This is a time to compute the source rank. This is offline computation, so it's not very time critical, but the time is not linear, it's like quadratic, and it is easy to parallelize also this computation. There's no IP interrupt communication system required too much. So the computation is feasible. It should be feasible. We just computed the time to compute the increment because we know that random walk is already implementable in large scale, going back from the page rank reference. So these are the publications and recognitions. So we have a WWF full paper and a system demonstration this year, etc. And we got the Best Post Award for the year 2010, the source rank work. Let's go come into the proposed work now. So as I said earlier, the immediate next problem is ranking the results. You selected the sources, you got back the results, immediately has to re-rank the results before presenting it to the user. There also the similar problems are there, trustworthiness problem, importance problem, we have to consider similar things. Obviously agreement would be helpful, but there are additional challenges. One important factor is that the agreement computation is online or is at the query time. So it is the most valuable real estate for the any search system, online computation time. So we need a fast method. Probably a iterative method like random walk might not be acceptable. So we consider the things like improving the agreement computation by considering the second order agreement and avoiding the iterative method. By second order agreement, what I mean is that not just we two are agreeing, but our friends are agreeing also, that kind of thing. And the computing the comparing with query semantics, how to do it best, and positional voting. Sources return the ranked results. So how do you consider that ranking also by doing the agreement computation? And learning, there can be a number of parameters like lineage, query similarity, agreement, and so on. How to combine it in the best way using some applying some parameters of learning methods. Or diversity is a common problem for all ranking. And large scale variations and enhancing the prototype. This is a proposed work. So here the first part of the talk comes to an first problem in this talk comes to an end. And entering into the second problem. So before going to the second problem, here I'm dealing with ranking the textual ads which you see along with the search results. This is something we see in Google while you it's shown along with the search by the side of the search results in the search engine. So how to order these ranks, ads, that is the problem. So the multi-billion dollar search engine business is run by the placement. So this is again a very important problem for the search engine, but I want to warn you that we are dealing with a different aspect of the ranking here, not the first and 11th. It is about how to consider the mutual influence between the ads and to maximizing the profit of the search engine. That is a problem dealt here. So just to not to confuse with the previous part of the talk. So before going to the enhancement, let us see what is the state of the art for the ad tracking. So this is what Google is believed to be doing. They rank the ad by the product of the bid amount and relevance. What I mean by bid amount is when you click on an ad, Google would get X amount of dollars. That is what I call bid amount here. In ad placement literature, it is called cost per click, but bid may not be always cost per click, but for the time being, let's call it bid amount. And Yahoo was ranking it only by bid amount. In fact, Yahoo changed this ranking 2 years back. It got originally from the Overture and it was using it for a while, then they changed to something similar to this. That is the state of the art for the that is the ranking these guys are using. The problem here is that these algorithms are not really considering the considering the mutual influences between the ads. Means ads are considered in isolation. the profit is maximum if you are considered ads in isolation, and the influence between the ads are not considered in this ranking algorithm. So our contribution is to, we consider the mutual influences between the ads and we derive our profit based on a usage browsing model. Usage browsing model, what I mean is the way in which the user goes in the result set or an ad result. So let us see what is the browsing model of the user. The user might go to start seeing the first ad. In this ad, you might either click on the ad with the probability is equal to 11 or relevance of ad. Array is defined as probability of click having viewed there. Or he might decide to abandon the search. This is called gamma event or abandonment probability. Or he might go to next ad with the 1 minus RA1 plus gamma A1 probability. So this will continue for the ads below. So this is called Markovian model in the advertisement literature. Some of the later papers on advertisement used this model, and at that time when we did this work in 2008, at that time it was not empirically validated, but later there are some research, some papers which is validating this user model on the actual click logs. So in fact this model is roughly applicable both for the ads as well as the search results. The browsing model for the user is both are same for both search results and ads, and that fact gives us some, gives the proposed ranking some generality that is applicable for ads as well as the search results, which I will discuss further down, but let's keep that in mind. So one thing I have to mention here is that if a highly similar ad is placed above A2, if A1 is very similar to A2, the click probabilities of A2 is likely to go down. That is a common consideration. For example, if both are eBay ads, the A2 will not be interesting for the user. That is one of the mutual influences between the ads, or mutual influence by similarity. Let's see what are the other mutual influences. So these are the three mutual influences we consider. The first mutual influence is the similar ads placed above reduces usage residual relevance of A. That is the first mutual influence. And the second mutual influence is that if a highly relevant ad is placed above A, the user might click on that ad and might never reach their particular ad A. And the third kind of mutual influence is that if a highly irrelevant ad is placed above A, the user might leave the search altogether and might not reach A. That is the third type of mutual influence. We consider all the three. So let's see what the objective function. Considering this mutual influence, the expected profit from a particular advertisement is given by this objective function. Here dollar A1 is the bid amount or the cost per click for an ad. R subscript R, this is the residual relevance of a particular ad in context of all other ads placed above. And this is the overall objective function. So having said this, the problem is that maximizing profit for this particular objective function, that is objective function considering the residual relevance, is a very hard problem. So intractable ranking functions are not particularly appealing considering the fact that the time is very valuable during the query time. So it is even worse. You can even show that forming a constant ratio approximation algorithm for considering the mutual influence is not likely. What I mean is, unless NP is equal to CPP, that is the belief that NP not is equal to CPP is as strong in the theory community as P not is equal to NP. So a constant approximation algorithm is also not likely. CPP is a complexity concept, probabilistically polynomial time algorithm. So having said that, since we want to formulate an optimal ad ranking, we drop that particular consideration, that is the similarity between the ads. So let me add, like, those results, we are using a very basic kind of similarity function. So it is kind of applicable for, in general, for the diversity ranking, all ranking considering the diversity. So here we reformulated the objective function. We dropped the residual relevance. Instead of that, we are using the absolute relevance here. The subscript is disappeared if you are, do not use. So this is our new objective function. The good news is that the ranking, to maximize this particular objective function, the optimal ranking for this objective function, it can be a sorting problem. By sorting problem, what I mean is, you can do it in a n log n complexity, the ranking to maximize this particular objective function. So let's go to our main research of this part. The research, what is saying that if you order the ranking out of RF, that is bid amount times relevance of the ad over relevance plus abandonment of probability, the profits are going to be optimal or maximum. Or certainly it will be getting maximum profit if they order the ranks according to this order. So an intuitive way of thinking about this objective function is that this is the numerator here is the CPC into relevance of A, that is expected profit from a claim. And denominator RA plus gamma is A, can be thought of as consumed review probability of the user by the ad. So expected profit, the ratio of the expected profit to the consumed review probability. If you order the ads accordingly, the profits are going to be maximum. That's somewhat intuitive to place ads with this value higher up in the list. So let's compare it with the state of the art ad placement. In fact, both the functions we discussed above, both Yahoo's and Google's placement, are special case of the proposed ranking. In the original ranking function, that is RF of A, if you substitute gamma is A is equal to 0, that is gamma is equal to, if you see that gamma is equal to 0, that is user will never abandon this one and keep going down and down till he finds the required ad, the RA and RA will cancel out and the ranking function will become sorted by bid, that is the Yahoo's placement. Similarly, if you assume that abandonment probability is k minus ra, yeah, that is negatively proportional to the relevance of the ad, again this formula will reduce to dollar a into ra, which is the ad placement, which is the formula used by the Google. So these two are the special cases of the proposed ranking function. So this generality is just a part of it. In fact, the proposed ranking function is way more general than these two. It can even be applied to the document ranking, as I mentioned before. The generality, source of the generality, is the fact that both results and the rank follow the same user browsing model. So what it did is, it is the same ranking function. The only thing I did was, instead of putting the bid amount there, I put a general utility there. So you can consider it as the utility per click for the ranking. For the ads, it is the CPC or the bid amount. So if you substitute the utility by bid amount, you will get the ad ranking, our original ranking formula we discussed before. And again, Yahoo and Google are the special cases of this. On the other hand, if you substitute the utility with relevance, if it is a result ranking, the utility essentially the user is getting is the relevance of the document. Once you do that substitution, what you are getting here is the document ranking or the result ranking for the search engine. The formula will become the same. The only difference is that here you have relevance instead of the utility. Again, if you make the assumption like gamma abandonment probability is equal to 0, the same assumption we did for the Yahoo ranking, we get the probability ranking principle, that is the sort by relevance, which is the most common, most common ranking formula. PRP or probability ranking, sort by relevance is most common, and this is came from PRP, which is proposed by Robertson a few decades back, and which has been used extensively. So this kind of give an idea about what are the assumptions behind BRP and when it is optimal and what is not optimal. Similarly, if you put other assumptions like Kamat is with K-RD, the same assumption Google is doing, we get a perceived relevance ranking. The perceived relevance ranking, in this perceived relevance ranking, the RD is the relevance of the perceived relevance of the snippet, search snippet. When you give a when you get the answer from the Google, you first see the snippet. On looking at that, you get the perceived relevance. Based on that, you decide whether to click or not. Once you click, you will be getting the utility you are getting is equal to the relevance of the document. So there has been work to assess the relevance of the snippets in WWF last year. So this kind of tell you how to use the perceived relevance for an optimal ranking. Similarly, this is the third dotted arrow corresponding to the third ranking. These are not commonly used ranking, but suggested by this ranking function. So this somehow solves the generality of the proposed ranking method. So the ideal way to do the evaluation is do it on the actual click logs or the search engine. But as we know, the ad click logs are the one of the data the search engine keeps very secretive, and it's not easy to get your hands on that. So we did simulation experiments for this. What we did is exercises the alpha, we set the relevance of the ads between 0 and alpha, and the abandonment probability between 0 and 1 minus alpha. And we compared three ranking. The green is our ranking function, the optimal ranking function we propose. Blue is Google's way, third is Yahoo's way. So as you can see, the proposed strategy is a winner throughout as suggested by the proof of optimality. But this kind of gives you an idea about how much quantifying the difference between the ranking strategy. The difference in the profit is significant in some points, as you can see. Percentage of increase in profit is significant. And another observation is that when we predicted like when gamma A is equal to 0, the Yahoo's placement is going to be optimal. And these graphs are behaving accordingly. When gamma A is equal to 0, the Yahoo is meeting with the optimal ranking. It's kind of obeying all our predictions. So we published this in WebDB 2008, that is a promo that 3 years back. And Yahoo Research has recognized this work by Key Scientific Challenge Award in the computational advertisement category. Going to the proposed work, one work we are planning to do is tying up a pricing strategy with the auction, with the ranking strategy. So we assume that the cost per click or the bid amount is given. But that in fact depends on the particular for pricing strategy used. There are multiple pricing strategies like first price option, second price option, or generalized second price option. Depending on that, the CPC would cost per click would change. So if you tie a pricing mechanism with the ranking mechanism, you'll be able to get a complete mechanism, and based on that you will be able to analyze different things like the profit for the merchants or the profit for the advertisers, and what is the expected profit they certainly can get. And the standard way is to formulate the Nash criteria, because it's essentially a competitive scenario between the merchants and search engine. So find out the Nash equilibrium conditions and do this analysis on that. At least we are planning to do it as a future work. Again, the second proposed work is do whatever we did on the simulation study and the actual click log. Again, availability of the click log is a potential risk factor. We are hoping to do it as part of a summer internship, but not sure if it's a potential risk factor for this proposed work. So here comes the long-awaited last slide. I'm listing out all the contributions, including the proposed as well as the completed work. We discussed all of them already. So thank you once again for attending the talk. Please feel free to shoot any questions you have. Thank you. open for everybody to ask questions, and I think after all the questions here are over, then the everybody other than the committee would be asked to leave, and then there would be more questions for the candidates. If there are any questions, please keep free to ask, including the committee members.
In the top right, you use the precision to evaluate the performance. So,
precision?
Pardon?
The problem is that it's not, computing the recall is not feasible. Feasible in the sense the data set is within the web databases and within the Google base. So you don't have the entire answer set. So for calculating the recall is not feasible. And since you do not have access to the entire data set, you never get entire data sets from the Amazon or you can approach it to the precision or the top care precision. Better source rank part would come in the in assessing this parameter 11.
PageRank is not relevant to the document, right?
It is a kind of popularity component in the relevance. Similar, the trying to put the component of the popularity based on the link to the relevance computation. That is what PageRank is doing. So that part is entirely about considering computing this particular parameter. That itself is a very important problem. But here we are considering, having given this, how do you rank?
Okay, so this higher level similarity is about ordering the results in order to get people down.
Yeah, but if you just compute, the argument there is that if you just compute by query similarity, you are ignoring the factors like importance and trustworthiness based on popularity factors, and we are just doing a better job of computing this. But having given this, still the problem of there are other parameters and how to order the results would remain. And the simplest method is just order by relevance. That is what most people do now. But if you can reliably estimate these parameters, you can do a better job. Even if you do whatever the accuracy you compute this relevance parameter, you can plug in it here basically what are the source rank and page rank is doing. You are asking me whether I can, how to extract the unstructured sources, unstructured data, or different kind of sources like using.
I think by different kinds of sources, I mean situations where data is unstructured.
So the basic, in fact, theoretically, you can do the same thing for the pages, web pages. But the problem is that it's a totally free from text. The agreement computation is going to be next to impossible, or it's very hard. So if you have some kind of semi-structuredness, like if you, I'm just doing a crude guess, the users might have previous tutor logs, and if they have, they might have given ratings, for example, which is something you can compare very easily. If you have product ratings by two users, if many users, multiple users have given same rating for the same product, you can consider that they are agreeing. So such ideas can, such ideas can be scaled in that way. Like if a product rating has been agreeing by so many users, with all of them are giving 5, it is way better than, and if these users are independent, like in past they have never agreed. So those kinds of ideas can be applied. As long as you have a reliable way of computing the agreement between the users or between any sources, and if the sources are at least partially independent, at least partially independent, may not be fully independent is best, but that may not be the case. You can, you'll be able to do the similar thing for tutor also. If the tutor, if we can compute the similar, many users are giving the same opinion, and if you can say that they are all the same somehow, it's a microblast, so text may not be comparable, but other things can be comparable. You can say that this is showing the most recent opinion at the top. You can say, okay, this has been agreed upon by a large number of users. So this is like if you get to show the opinion like that. I'm just doing a crude guess, but I think it is possible. The basic theory would work. Other questions? Going one, going five. Okay. So, if we have no more questions, then thank you for coming for the proposal presentation. But you get to leave now, and then the committee members will still talk to the candidates. Anha, you're still there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Right, just, I think we're just getting the room emptied of the non-committee members, and then I'll let you know.
Sure. Yeah,
you can take. Yeah, you can give this. Okay. We have food here. Do you want us to show you a picture of them?
Oh, thank you. So, Zoom is closed now?
No. We are going to talk about you. Now we can, I think the committee can ask questions, more questions, detailed questions, anything. And then after that, then the candidate steps up, then the committee discusses.
Right.
And that is basically the way it is. Okay, so we are the, I think right now the room only has just Wanlu, Yichen, myself, and Raju.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, couldn't make it down there, but hopefully I could make it down this year. So Raju, I have a few questions. Can I start asking?
Sure. Ask me.
Yeah, so let's start with maybe the most important one. So, well, first of all, I need to say that these are actually quite interesting problems, and it looks like you have done very well. So,
thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So on the app ranking stuff, you have a model there on how the user will behave.
Yes.
When the user is looking at the app,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, first of all,